morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chöder Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Reese Morikubo, in memory of his Dharma uncle, Mr. Henry Mailander. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Barbara Brennan, minister's lay assistant with Tokudo at Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsui. Good morning, Mrs. Brennan.
Thank you, and good morning. This has been a challenging year with the pandemic infections and deaths. Many in our community have gotten very sick, and some have lost their lives. Life becomes very difficult when someone close to us passes away. My husband Barry passed away just over 7 months ago on January 27th. He had experienced several strokes over the past 5 years, which resulted in a continued loss of hearing, more double vision, and loss of balance. Barry was one who enjoyed playing golf, jogging, and running, exploring Manoa Valley, and before that, running home from his office after work at the university to our townhouse in Hawaii Kai. Barry's philosophy has always been work hard and play hard. It is an enduring ethic and gift he has shared at work and, more importantly, with family. Barry always had a book in hand and enjoyed conversations and discussions about so many topics. He read books about science, religion, history, philosophy, and so on. His bookshelf includes The Discoverers by Boorstin, The Ascent of Man by Bronowski, A World of Ideas by Moyers, and many more on science and insects. In the early 70s, Barry discovered the book by Gyodo Haguri called Awareness of Self, especially the section on the universe, which matched well his own philosophy. It gave him the impetus to learn more about the Buddhist teachings. Earlier this year, a friend gave me a book called Badger's Parting Gifts. I would like to share part of the story with you. Badger was dependable, reliable, and always ready to help when help was needed. He also was very old, and he knew almost everything. He had many friends, mole, frog, rabbit, and fox. He left each of them special parting gifts. He taught mole how to cut a chain of moles out of folded paper. He taught frog how to ice skate. He taught Mrs. Rabbit how to make gingerbread rabbits. And he taught Fox how to make the knot in his tie properly. But Badger was also very sick, that he knew he must die soon. Badger wasn't afraid of death. Dying meant only that he would leave his body behind, and as his body didn't work as well as it had in days gone by. Badger wasn't too concerned about that. One day, as Badger was watching Mole and Frog race down the hillside, he felt especially old and tired. He wished more than anything that he could run with them, but he knew his old legs wouldn't let him. Yes, Barry also wished more than anything that he could run and play with his grandsons, Kainoa and Kenji. But, like Badger, his old legs wouldn't let him. But he did enjoy watching the boys riding tandem on the skateboard down the driveway, playing basketball and baseball with their mom and dad, Eileen and Brian, in the backyard, laughing and having a good time. Many colleagues and people he knew saw him as their friend, supporter, confidant, and advisor. The condolence cards and emails expressed how Barry was patient, kind, sincere, intelligent, a good listener. He was a planner, making sure not only family was taken care of, but he also left parting gifts to various community organizations. Because of COVID, none of Barry's four siblings who live in California and Arizona were able to visit. Barry was the middle child with an older brother and sister and a younger sister and brother. They are a very close family, so it was difficult for them not to be by his side during this time of COVID or his last days in January. But they all gave and received very precious parting gifts to Barry, their stories and remembrances. Barry, in turn, gave them a lifetime of love and special memories, which they kept close in their hearts. These are the gifts he left all of us, to share love, kindness, and patience, not only with each other, but with all those we meet. It is through the support of our connections with each other that we should not ever feel alone, and we should not ever leave alone those who are left in solitude. Monchu Kojun Otani writes, "When faced with what seems to be insurmountable personal problems, we can overcome these ordeals by remembering that we are not alone. The basic tenets of Buddhism teach that all things are interdependent, interconnected, and intricately joined together. This interconnectedness does not only mean the blood ties of parent and child or brother and sister that bind people together. It points to our friends and colleagues who give us mutual support, and also to those who may not seem to have any relationship to us." Reverend Takata has written, "Death is a reality which is beyond our control or self-calculation. Death provides an opportunity to reflect and appreciate this life. By becoming one with Amida Buddha, the Buddha of infinite light and life, we as followers of the teachings will be awakened. Barry's death has brought great changes in our lives. I am no longer a wife, but a widow. Brian and Katie miss having their dad present, offering fatherly advice. As time goes by, Eileen will help Kainoa and Kenji recall the many memories of Grandpa. At dinner time, after Kai and Kenji lead us in the words of thanksgiving, we all have a toast and give Barry a warm, 'Cheers, Grandpa.' This helps all of us, as grieving is part of our life now. Remembering the joy and laughter, and especially his sense of humor, love, and kindness, we have the strength to live each day in gratitude. We must maintain friendships, stay connected, share experiences with friends, enjoy lunches, hikes, celebrate birthdays, make phone calls, write emails, do texting. When they resume, I will miss Barry's presence with me at temple services and events. He often helped serve refreshments at the Asaji services when I couldn't be there. 7 months have passed. The grief and the pain of loss is ever present. Going to bed alone, no longer sharing the day's events, missing the laughter and tears with my partner of 51 years of marriage, 60 years of friendship. I feel so fortunate to have had such a wonderful person in my life. Barry's greatest parting gift has been sharing the Nembutsu together with me." A long time ago, in March 1985, Barry wrote down this thought: "Though our bodies may part, our spirits will always be one, for we are but a part of Amida's wondrous hub. We are one. Namo Amida Butsu." I keep Barry's urn next to our Obutsu Dan. Every morning, I light the candle, offer incense, ring the bell, and recite the Nembutsu in remembrance of Barry and the gift of sharing in Amida's embrace. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.reillyeillyhongganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 12th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend David Nakamoto, retired minister of Honpa'a Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Moiliili Honganji is having a new fundraiser. For $10, order your 1-pound kalua pork plate for your dinner. Call the office at 946-1469 to reserve your plate. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Reese Morikupo, and our speaker, Mrs. Barbara Brennan, of Honpa'a Honganji Hawaii Betsui. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when a speaker will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliili Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.